And good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks connected with Braveheart Volunteers. Kathy Kunin is in town. She's giving a workshop today on living with chronic and terminal illness. And then Zach Desmond is here. He's with Braveheart Volunteers to talk about what's going on with Braveheart and how this is a fundraiser for the organization. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, and welcome back to Sitka.
Thank you very much.
Kathy, it's nice. Been a while since you've been here.
Nice to be here.
Well, tell us a bit about your workshop and how it's connected to your own life experiences.
Okay, the workshop is it's a two-hour workshop, and Zach will say a little more about it. And it's a workshop on tools, one particular tool that I've found really helpful in managing what seems to be overwhelming situations. And for myself, trained as a nurse and therapist, I've learned a lot about grief, loss, dealing with overwhelming things, but it's that I've had personal experience with illness and some pretty hairy experiences at that. So it's a tool that I found, one among many, but one that I think is just excellent for helping me to free up what joy is left in my life rather than concentrating on what is lacking.
So for you, you have been dealing with a particular chronic and terminal illness over a number of years.
I have, right? I was diagnosed in 1997 when I was training for a distance run. I couldn't breathe, and I learned I had a terminal illness. I went on to transplant, and because of the transplant drugs, I have cancer. So between those, I've had some pretty difficult moments trying to breathe or dealing with the pain of the cancer, and it's been difficult sometimes to close out the thoughts of worry, depression, anger that come with all of that. So finding this tool, just as getting into the wilderness or being with a friend, this has been particularly helpful for me to take, for instance, with the cancer, when I'm told that I'm going to have a big, nice big chunk of cancer growing out the side of my neck, for me to concentrate on that over and over and worry is really a waste of what precious energy I do have left, because that thing isn't there yet. So I've really found this helpful for myself.
Well, and this tool, which is the topic of the discussion this afternoon, right? It's not about letting go, right?
No, it's not about letting go, because letting go is a nice concept. But when you're plagued with worry or anger or some kind of obsessive concern that's real, and based in a real, a normal emotional response, you can't just let it go. It's pretty difficult. So this is more an opportunity to turn around and look at the thoughts that create sort of obsession. And so it's the thoughts that we look at. And in looking at the thoughts, sometimes some of those thoughts run off, but more we get an insight into them, how as we look, we kind of can almost chuckle. Oh, I see. That's my mind going over and over, making the problem.
So we can honor our experiences and the normal emotional reactions that occur, but then we can also not let them overwhelm us.
Right. That's exactly what it's for. Yeah.
And well, what's this workshop going to look like? What can people expect?
Well, we can expect a wonderful lunch, I've heard. It'll be a great lunch. Then basically I will explain some about how I came to this, a little more in-depth description of some of the things I've been through, and then we'll just jump in. There's a series of questions we'll look at, and everyone will get to do it, I will not ask people in the two-hour workshop to share with one another if they want to walk away and do that, but this won't be a lay it all out there in front of everyone in your small community kind of workshop.
So when did you take these experiences you've had and start transforming them into helping others by having workshops and sharing?
Well, I, for years as a hospice nurse in Juneau, I was our trainer for dealing with loss and grief. So I was already accustomed to that, comfortable with speaking in front of people. And then since I've been sick, it's probably been more in the last 5 years that I've been able to, when I'm well, try to put together a workshop and for people dealing with all kinds of losses, in particular, loss of health.
So Kathy, does doing these workshops, does that help your own process at all?
I think it does, sure. Because I think when you have people to share these kinds of experiences with, it's just invaluable. Because you walk around thinking everyone is just doing fine. And you don't really have a full sense of just how much everybody carries inside them. So, yeah, it helps for me too, you bet. And, you know, and I'm going to just add that this is helpful not only if you're ill and facing something overwhelming in that way, but if you're just irritated at your partner because they don't listen enough, or if you're angry at your children because they drop their clothes all over the floor. I mean, this is helpful for whatever you're doing in life that isn't what you want.
Yeah, I expect most of us can probably relate to obsessing over, you know, stresses in our lives.
Right.
And just wishing we could find a way out of that loop.
And having it not be happening, mm-hmm. not wanting the stresses. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where the mistake starts.
Well, Zach, this is a fundraiser for Braveheart. Tell us a bit about that.
It is. And Braveheart Volunteers provides a wide range of services for individuals and families facing chronic and terminal illness, isolation, end of life, and grief. And we're excited to be able to host this workshop today with Kathy. It's an excellent opportunity and a great model, an example of what it looks like to pay it forward and providing this to our community. It is a suggested donation of $45 today, but we don't want to turn anybody away at the door who's interested. And we have scholarships available. So we'd highly encourage you to come by. There is still space, plenty of space, so please come. And we would like to mention that the services that we provide, it's our main goal to provide them at a quality level to people with limited resources. And we acknowledge how hard it can be to take care of people, loved ones who are dealing with some of these challenges and when resources are strapped, especially. So however you want to get involved, Braveheart Volunteers is 80% of the people that we end up serving like to give back to Braveheart Volunteers, either as donors or volunteers for their time. And so however you'd like to get involved, we encourage you to come by today. Thank you.
Well, and Zach and Kathy, how did this workshop come about?
Well, I was planning to be in town. I come every year, visit my sister, who lives here, and her daughter is here too. And I was also had a book reading at the bookstore on a book I wrote that really covers most of these kinds of details about my health journey, as well as some of my old adventures from sick to life. So that book is in the bookstore, The Way I Walk, from Tugboat to Transplant. So I came for that and see my sister, and so we got a hold of Braveheart as well. I've done a workshop for them before, and they were very helpful for my family in this town.
Now, are you going to do a book signing, or did you already do one?
Well, it's already happened.
You had a book signing. Okay.
Yeah.
But the books are available.
Yep, they are.
And you're leaving tomorrow?
I am leaving tomorrow.
And where are you headed?
Back home to Suquamish, which is just outside of Seattle.
And if folks would like to get a hold of Braveheart Volunteers, Zach, how can they do so?
They can call 747-4600. And feel free to come by. It's the Pioneer Home Manager's house, 12 to noon. And as Kathy mentioned, lunch will be provided.
Lunch will be provided. And folks aren't going to be put on the spot to share their own experiences.
No, we won't do that. No, this will be, they'll have a piece of paper in front of them they can write if they want.
And they can practice. They can practice this tool that you've developed.
Sure, with friends or family at home or on their own. But no, we're not going to be laying it all out here in front of one another. Not today.
Okay, well, that's a workshop with Kathy Kunin on living with chronic and terminal illness. And how would you describe it, Kathy, in a nutshell?
Living with what is.
Living with what is. That's what you're calling it.
Yeah.
That's noon to two today at Braveheart Volunteers in the Pioneers Home Manager's House. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.